in contrast to some other people who say we have not won a game, I think I said it from day one. We had to spend a little bit more time on the conditioning part because of the results we saw on the testing and the way I want to play, because we needed a bigger foundation. I think that also affected probably the Harry Good game, especially. I think we had progression throughout the preseason, what I'm looking for. The periods of good play and the periods of players following what we're setting out got bigger and bigger, especially against the Hoffenheim game, against number 8 in the league. The first half, we've been on the top of Hoffenheim and didn't let them out of the half, more or less. What I felt was very impressive. Well, we have to improve is when we're having, like against Hoffenheim, we had 27 turnovers in very good areas. Then, at times, to show a little bit more calmness, a little bit better decision making, and that will then result in more attempts on goals and more chances on goals, and ultimately in more goals. So that is the part where we have to now fine tune. And that will go right into the season, because I expect the season in the championship will always be scrappy in the beginning, till everything settled down, till the nerves settled down, till the tempo settled down, and that will right go in to that.
And it's a different type of test tomorrow from the German side. So you played in Everton, obviously have some world-class players.
I think we had last week an internal game. What I felt was good. We had another British opposition. And we're facing tomorrow another British opposition from high caliber. So tomorrow everybody knows what Roberto's team is staying for, ball possession team with combined with power and strength. We're completely aware that Everton has on Sunday a game, but Roberto gave me reinsurance before we agreed on the friendly that Everton will come with a strong squad tomorrow, and I'm very happy to welcome Roberto and Everton at Elland Road, because I think it will be ultimately a very good test for us.
And how much are you looking forward to walking out into Elland Road on Yorkshire Day tomorrow?
Yeah, perfect. First time walking out there. Can't wait. Also the players who join us, for them is the first day going out there. I think there will be a good crowd tomorrow. Pitch is in good nick. And we play against the top opposition. That's all what you can ask as a player, and also as a coach. They will test you, and they will test you right to the limit, and then we see how good we cope.
It's been a couple of months that you've been here now. How much are you enjoying it, being back in a head coach role?
Enjoying it very much, because the position and the responsibility what comes with my position allow me to be very close to my players and allow me to spend my majority of the time with the players on the training pitch and with my key members of staff around the first team. And that is where I feel I'm at my best. I feel that is all what I want to do, and be surrounded by quality people who join the club, like I joined the club with Adam Pearson, Martin Clover, Stuart Hayden. That is a pleasure to work with, because they keeping my back free, and I can concentrate on what I would like to concentrate on working with the players. Looking forward to the challenge of the new season. Recruitment-wise, there's always an issue in the summer months. I think we did well. I think we also been fortunate a little bit with the Cradle and Delft scenario. But that obviously helped us. And I think we recruited in a way what I think we wanted to do in terms of young British players who has the best years in front of them, players with a lot of energy, high energy levels and big potential to get better, but already proven on that level. So combined with what we already have and improving the whole squad of players, I'm really looking forward for the season.
And pre-season in general has been really positive for you?
Yeah, in contrast to some other people who say we have not won a game, I think I said it from day one. We had to spend a little bit more time on the conditioning part because of the of the results we saw on the testing and the way I want to play, because we needed a bigger foundation. I think that also affected probably the Harrogate game, especially. I think we had progression throughout the preseason, what I'm looking for. The periods of good play and the periods of players following what we're setting out got bigger and bigger, especially against the Hoffenheim game, against number 8 in the league. The first half, we've been on the top of Hoffenheim and didn't let them out of the half, more or less. What I felt was very impressive. Where we have to improve is, when we're having, like against Hoffenheim, we had 27 turnovers in very good areas. Then, at times, to show a little bit more calmness, a little bit better decision making, and that will then result in more attempts on goals, in more chances on goals, and ultimately in more goals. So that is the part where we have to now fine tune. And that will go right into the season, because I expect the season in the championship will always be scrappy in the beginning, till everything settled down, till the nerves settled down, till the tempo settled down, and that will right go in.
How's the fitness of Chris Wood? I believe he played in a behind closed doors friendly.
Yes, it was another game where he got minutes. I think Chris Wood now is in the float of tolerating every training session, games. He's getting more robust in terms of, like I just said, tolerating the trainings. And tomorrow he will play as long as he can, and that will give him then enough time to recover and also train well to prepare himself for Burnley and also for the next games to come.
And is Steve Morrison close to going to Millwall?
I don't know where that come from. I am not, like I said before to you, I'm a head coach. Another people in the club dealing with primarily with the recruitment. I have my input, but I'm not updated in terms of the newest movement. As far as I know, is tomorrow a trend with us the whole preseason, had played in the beginning of the preseason a lot of minutes. He scored 2 goals. He looks fine, and for me, as long as he is here, he has 1 year left on his contract. I will always respect him because he's a good lad. I will play him when we need him, and when he's performing very well, he has a chance to stay in the team. So he will be treated like everybody else.
So he's a player you'd like to keep, but I guess if you can get a good fee for him.
You know what? I like all my players because they're all my babies.
Fair enough. And you talked about an injury to Bianchi as well.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is a little bit of a blow, because Tommy came on very well throughout the preseason, week for week, game for game. He put a lot of effort into to get to a level where he could really compete for a place. I was really looking forward to seeing him in competitive matches. Unfortunately, against Frankfurt, there was an impact injury. He went into a duel and he got a blow on his knee. His cartilage is damaged. He needs operation on Monday, and he will be out a similar time frame like Murph, between 4 and 6 weeks.
And finally, lots of names, as always, flying around on social media about players being linked with Leeds United. Are you close to bringing anyone else in?
I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. Sometimes I'm here, what the rumours are, we will keep the media informed when there is something to be informed. At the moment, we're working on certain scenarios, people working very hard behind the scenes. I'm concentrating on get the players in the right shape, and for that moment in time, we have no news regarding players in or out.
Would you hope to have someone in by that first league game?
I mean, I said that before. I think we are short one player, definitely one player. And that is obviously the position I've mentioned before. With the injury of Tommy and still Luke Murphy is not available for us, we are thin in the centre midfield as well.
Do you think as the transfer window closes, it might be a bit easier to bring players in when sort of teams know their squads, Premier League
yeah.
teams, and can look at
yeah.
the loan window?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think you're completely right, yeah.